Welcome back, Crime Fanatics. This is Kat.
And I'm Steph.
And you are listening to True Crime Project. It's a Steph episode, so we're going to get to her story in just a few. I do have something kind of serious I wanted to talk to you all about. And we're going to go way off the rails here. But what are your thoughts on scrunchies, Steph?
I never used scrunchies even when I was
a kid.
Like, yeah. Because so I just didn't hold up in my hair.
So when I was like a kid, like probably maybe 10 years old, it was like the thing. We all had them on our wrists. It was just, we always had one with us. And then all of a sudden it became this like, scrunchies are ugly. Nobody wears scrunchies. So I never wore them, and I still have that in my head to this day, but now everybody's starting to wear them again, and my daughter has a bunch of them, and let me just tell you, at home, I love them, and I put them in my hair recently just because, like, they don't make marks in your hair, so you can put your hair back down, and it doesn't have, like, that line that you get from the bands.
Yeah.
But I still cannot bring myself to wear a scrunchie out in public.
I wear like a hairband on my wrist, especially if I wear my hair down to work, because it never lasts very long.
Yeah. I wear my hair down most of the time until I get home. As soon as I get home, I want it up. But like at work, at one of my jobs at least, often I will start wearing it up now that it's a little longer. And I'm like, oh, but I just still like the feel of the scrunchie is so nice.
Oh my God.
But I still have it in my head that I just cannot wear it in public. Anyways, I was just curious what, because I have all these girls that are younger at my job, and they pretty much all have scrunchies, and I'm like, is that a thing again? Like, people, it's like in style again? I don't know. Anyways.
I have boys. I don't have anything to worry about.
Well, my daughter loves them. I like them for her hair, because I feel like it doesn't break your hair and whatever.
Right.
But on another serious side note, I was on Twitter the other night, and all of a sudden I saw this trending topic of Love is Blind. I was like, what is this? And I'm in bed, and of course I'm like, it's already semi-late. And I look it up, because it's like, oh, a new show on Netflix. And so I watched the trailer. I'm like, oh, I'm watching this. And I don't really watch, like, Bachelor or any of that. My mom, I guess, is obsessed with some show called, like, Love Island or something like that.
Never heard of that one.
Neither have I. So I get on Netflix, though. I watch the trailer, and now I have to watch this stupid show. And there was 5 episodes already. I guess there's like a new one every Thursday. So on the show, these people, they have a group of girls and a group of guys. Kind of like The Bachelor, but you have like an even number of both sexes. Uh-huh. And then these people go on dates, almost like a speed dating type thing. But okay. They're in pods. And they can't see the other person.
That's sweet.
And they don't.
It's like genius.
Yes. And maybe no. I don't know. Well, here's the thing, though. All of the people who are on the show, like, they don't have any uglies on the show. Like, they're all conventionally good-looking people. So it's almost like, of course, they're going to be attracted to each other for the most part.
Right.
Because they're all just pretty people. But so they are in these pods. They can hear each other. They can't see each other. So, like, everybody goes on a date with everybody else, like, the first day or whatever. And then they each take notes and, like, figure out who they want to not see again, I guess, talk to again, date again. And then they continue to date and, like, narrow down who they really connect with and whatever. And they still can't see each other. And the only time that they get to see each other is if one person proposes to the other person.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's so weird. It's so strange. And I'm like, I can't stop watching this stupid show. And then once they have proposed, so like by the end of like basically the first week, you have like 5 or 6 couples that are engaged who have never seen each other. And then they are engaged, and then they send them like the next day to, they all go get sent to like Cancun on a vacation for a week or whatever. So then you have a week of them. Now they can see each other. They're on a vacation. And
I want to
all
go
of
to
the couples
Cancun.
are, yeah, me too. And all of the couples that got engaged are there. So if you had someone else that you hadn't seen yet and you had just like been dating for a few times while you were dating the person you're now engaged to, that person and their new partner or whatever are also on the island. So there's like some,
Oh.
yeah. So there's some drama there because it's like, well, what if you're more attracted to a different person that you didn't choose? And
That sounds like
then
my kind of fucking drama right there.
I know it's, but it's so stupid, but I can't stop watching it. So that's where we're at right now. They're like all on vacation. And then the next step is like they move in together
Oh,
and try and
what
like do real,
the fuck?
yeah, and like do real life together. 'Cause the weddings are like, I want to say from beginning to end on the show, it's like 30, maybe 40 days. And the last day is the weddings. So it's like, I don't know. It's so weird, but you guys, it is a good break from true crime if you need something that is absolute mindless entertainment because it's so weird, but I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I don't
So yeah, and we don't get a promotional or anything from them, but
know.
we should because I've been telling everybody about this stupid ass show.
Wow.
So, why don't we go ahead and get into your case for tonight? And then if we have any other, unless you have anything else you want to add before we go there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let's get to it then, and we can close up later with some chit chat.
Okie dokie. All right. So, my story today is about Patty Atkins. She was a 29-year-old single mom who worked at a Honda plant in Marysville, Ohio, as a team lead on her operating line. Her pride and joy was her 7-year-old daughter, McKaylee, and cat. You're going to hate how they spell her name.
I don't want to see it.
No, I'm going to spell it for you.
No,
Yeah.
don't do it.
Yes, because when I was
I
typing
think
up
I
my
saw this.
notes,
I think I actually saw this somewhere
when I was typing up my
because
notes, I literally made a note to
I
point
feel
out how much you would hate the spelling of this name. It's
guys, it
M.
makes me crazy when people try to be fancy or unique and just spell names insanely. This is like one of my pet peeves. That's why she's telling, like, has to tell me right now, even though I don't even want to know.
This has been like 8 years of her every time I say a name. Oh, what the fuck were they thinking?
It's not the name. It's like, why you gotta spell it all crazy? That's not how the name is spelled. Just spell it how it's spelled. It's
Oh
not
my
that
God.
hard.
Oh, crap. So at the end, we need to talk about I'll text you the name that we
Oh,
need to
okay.
talk
Uh-oh.
about.
Okay.
Okay. But
Are
anyways,
you gonna
I'm gonna
Michaela?
spell
I feel like I know it was like MCKA or
no
something funky like that. Okay.
MICHALEY.
Wait. MICH.
ALEY. It's almost like they were gonna spell Michael,
Oh.
like McKaylee, like.
How many times? Well, Michaeli is not a very common name to begin with.
No.
Michaela is, but Michaeli is, I don't feel like it is. But how many times do you think that child's teachers have fucked up her name on the first day when
Oh, I'm sure
there's a
every
very
time.
simple solution to this? They could have just spelled it how it looks like it should be. Whatever.
Okay,
Whatever.
moving
It's cool.
on. Patty had been seeing her boyfriend Brian Flowers for almost 2 years. The second year ended up being in 2001. The only catch? He was married.
Oh.
Yeah, they met at work, but only saw each other outside of work 2 or 3 times, which, I mean, it's obviously a super emotional affair.
And can we
And
just
not.
say that's the only catch? That's a really big fucking catch. That's a big catch.
I mean, that's not the biggest, though.
Oh.
Yeah,
You
we'll
said it
get
was the
there.
only catch.
At that time.
Okay.
You gotta hear the whole story first.
Okay.
Where's my spot? Patty's sister, Marcia, and Janine both have said that Patty wasn't one to easily fall for a guy, so Brian had to be pretty charming to grab Patty's attention. Her family had expressed their worries over her seeing a married man, but Patty reassured them that she and Brian were madly in love and were planning the rest of their lives together. He just had to
As
ask
soon as he
his
leaves his wife.
he just had to ask his wife for a divorce.
Which never is the case.
Right. Brian owned a car repair shop in Marysville and told Patty that he needed to buy out his portion of the business that he co-owned with his brother-in-law. Now, I don't know if it's his sister's husband
Or
or
his wife's husband? Or
his
wife's
wife's
husband.
brother.
That was a catch. Or his wife's
Right?
brother. Got it.
Oh my God. So that he could divorce his wife and she wouldn't get anything from the business in the divorce. Patty took it upon herself to loan Brian the money, taking out some of her retirement fund out of her savings and cash advances off on her credit cards. He ended up getting almost $90,000 from Patty. And Patty's sister
Oh, honey.
Marcia, yeah. Oh
No,
yeah.
no. No.
Patty's sister Marcia asked if there was a promissory note, but Patty said there could be no paper trail, just in case his wife were to ever catch on to anything.
I feel
She
like I've
worked,
heard this one before.
probably. She worked really hard to save up all that money to build a life for herself and her daughter. Patty's sister was rightfully concerned over the fact that she might not get that money back. But Patty reassured her sister that Brian would pay her back a little at a time. In fact, he was supposed to start paying her back in installments the first week of July. On June
Wait, let
15th.
me guess. He didn't start paying back right away like he was supposed
You could say
to.
that. On June 26th, Brian ordered a new tonneau cover for a work truck. Do you know what a tonneau cover is?
Is
It's
it
like
one of
the.
those back part, like it makes it look like a, it's like a little hard top for a pickup truck?
Yeah, but it's not like a
Okay.
cap. It just goes over the
Oh.
bed of the truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about some country stuff.
off.
Especially now that I live in the
That's a
country.
hillbilly thing, not necessarily a country thing.
I just connect the two. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just
Basically,
think
if you
I'm a
live in the
hillbilly.
boonies, I assume you have a pickup, and that's that. It's not a bad thing. It's just
Mike has a
stereotype.
truck.
Huh?
Mike has a truck.
Of course he does.
But he had a teeny tiny little car that was smaller than mine before his truck too, and he couldn't like fit into it very well. It was hysterical
That's
watching.
hilarious. Big guy
Yeah.
in a little car.
I know.
That's funny. How tall is he?
6'5".
I'm sorry, and he was in a teeny little car?
Yeah.
I kind of want to put him back in a teeny little car just so I can see it. That's hilarious.
I'll put him in my
I
car. It's not as small as his, but you get a good idea of it.
don't even remember. I thought you had an SUV.
I got rid of it and got a car
The white
last year.
SUV?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Anyways, sorry guys.
So
Sidebar. Got distracted. Squirrel.
he ordered this tonneau cover and put it on a truck that they don't normally or that he doesn't normally drive. The service manager of his repair shop remembers being confused about the order because of the reason that they use the truck, like to deliver parts and picking up parts. The tonneau cover would limit the height of the stuff they would be able to put into the bed. The part came in on June 29th, 3 days after he ordered it, the last day of work before shutdown at their plant. And shutdown's like a week-long vacation from a factory, and they usually do it. Basically, it's like non-paid time off over a holiday.
Okay.
And that is the day that Patty and Brian were scheduled to leave on a trip to a remote part of Canada. Patty was told not to pack a bag because Brian would be buying her everything she needed on the trip. Since Piano,
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Patty. Red flag. If you ain't need a bag, you got problems, girl. You in danger.
You're not coming back, is what that means.
Oh Oh no, this is gonna go bad. Okay.
Since Patty would be gone for a week, she arranged for McKaylee to stay with her ex-husband, who is McKaylee's dad, from the 29th to the 4th. So that's Friday to Wednesday. And the 4th through the 8th with Patty's sister, Marcia. Also on the 29th, Patty took her golden retriever and cats to be boarded since they were leaving that night right after their shift. Patty caught a ride with a friend to work for her 3 p.m. to midnight shift, so she didn't have to leave her car at the plant, which would raise some suspicion on how she got home. Patty told this coworker that she was leaving right after she clocked out to go on this trip with Brian, and that after she clocked out, she was to walk right out to his truck and hide in the back under the tonneau cover because he had to take a fellow coworker home. And unfortunately, Patty wouldn't be out of
I'd be like,
self-service.
thanks, but no thanks. I'm good here.
No, I was
What?
watching a documentary today and she told, I can't remember if it's the one coworker or the sister, that she thought it was exciting being told to hide like that.
Oh, okay. So Patty is
She had a
okay.
kink.
Okay. Yeah, I will put it. I mean. Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around all these. Okay.
So, unfortunately, Patty would be out of cell service on their trip to Canada, so no one would be able to get a hold of her. On July 8th, the day Patty was supposed to arrive home, Marcia was increasingly worried because Patty hadn't shown up to pick up McKaylee. And in that documentary, I also heard both her sisters saying that Patty just wouldn't leave her daughter. Like,
Pat,
nothing
I'm
could.
sorry. Patty, what?
There was nothing you could like do to keep her away from her daughter.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, no.
Marcia called her phone numerous times. After a few hours, she finally called Brian's house, and his wife answered the phone. She asked to speak to Brian, acting like she was an interested customer, which I think is really weird that a customer would be calling your house and not your place of business, but I mean, that's just me.
And also, I'm gonna be honest, if my sister's missing, I'm blowing up your spot, Brian. I am not calling as no customer. I am calling as your mistress's sister who's worried the fuck about her. Fuck you and your wife. I have zero chill.
No, you really don't. But his wife told Marcia that he wasn't home. So she just kind of thought that maybe they were running late and, you know, she didn't have to panic. A few hours later, she calls back and Brian answered the phone. Marcia asked him, "Where's my sister?" And he replied with, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Patty, I know you two took a trip together." And he started stammering and was like, "Oh, Patty from Honda?" And he also said,
Well, his
I
wife
don't.
is probably by him.
Right. He was like, he stuttered the word I just did it, but I'm not going to do it again. I don't know what you're talking about. And so after that, Marsha got off the phone and called Janine, and they both knew something had to happen to Patty. Their mom was in earshot of Janine, so they had to tell her what was going on. And also on July 8th, around 7 p.m., Marcia reported Patty missing. On July 9th, around 3:30 in the morning, Marcia called Brian's house again. She told his wife all about Brian and Patty's relationship. And when Brian got on the phone, he started asking probing questions. Like, just in hindsight, Marcia feels he asked so many questions to try to figure out how much Marcia knew about the relationship, which I don't know why she called him back. That being like the main suspect in your mind, why would you call him back after you already reported her missing?
I have no idea. Probably because she just wanted him to say something stupid or say something like anything to give her something to go on, because he's the only person who really would could possibly know where she is.
I mean, that's very true, but I'm
I'd be
sure
at his
she.
front door, to be honest with you.
I mean, You would probably get the cops called on you at that point, and you would
I
get
don't give a
arrested.
fuck. If my sister's missing, I don't give two shits. Where is my sister, motherfucker? And her 90 grand that she lent you, bitch, where is it? That's what I want to know right now. I don't give a shit about you. I don't care if your wife knows. I will blow your shit up. No way. Absolutely not. Sorry.
So, police also questioned Patty's family and coworkers, and all of them unknowingly gave investigators the same stories, which isn't a bad thing at all. It made them all credible sources. The coworker that Patty had confided in, who wanted to remain anonymous, told police that Patty and Brian only seen each other outside of work a couple times This woman also said that Patty seemed really happy, especially after talking to Brian on the line. Patty also didn't know anything about where they were going in Canada, which can be extremely suspect, or it could be extremely romantic, whichever way you want to go with that.
Wait, back up. He, what about the place they're going in Canada?
Patty didn't know where they were going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they weren't going to Canada. They were going to like the bottom of a lake or something.
Well, they've never
I don't
found
know
her
where she
body.
ended up. I'm just saying. That's why she ain't got no cell service and didn't need a bag for the trip. That's my guess.
So, police then searched Patty's house, taking her computer for processing, and then they descended onto Brian's residence and his place of business. While some
Good.
of the investigators were at the business, Lieutenant Stiers, we'll go with Stiers, stayed at the house to interview his wife. She led them to their room for them to search, and she led them to a piece of evidence without even realizing it. There was a t-shirt that Patty's sister told police about. Patty and Janine were on vacation, and Patty made a special stop to pick up Brian a Hard Rock Cafe shirt. When the wife was asked about the t-shirt, she had no idea where it came from. With that piece of evidence, they brought in a canine unit to search the property. There was freshly poured cement in their backyard, which Brian's
Whoa.
wife said was left over from a project Brian worked on during shutdown.
Sure it
When
was.
he, well, it was during shutdown, but
Project disappearance.
just wait. And when the canine came in, the dog hit on the cement, obviously. But when it was tore up, there was nothing there. The investigators that were interviewing Brian at his business weren't getting anywhere. He vehemently denied any sort of relationship with Patty. Investigators
Wait,
asked,
they tore up the cement and she wasn't there, huh?
nope. But she
I
had to
was
have
not
been there at
expecting
some
that.
point since the
Yeah.
dog hit on it. But
Huh,
then
okay.
that's circumstantial, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Well, that could be anything. They have to have like real evidence. Huh. Thought for
oh
sure she was under that cement.
yeah. Investigators asked if he had received any kind of gifts from Patty. And at first he says no, but then says he may have gotten a birthday card, but ripped it up because he didn't want his wife to get jealous. Which is strange coming from just an individual in a factory that's got like probably 1,500 employees.
Yeah.
Like, you would think like his entire line would sign the birthday card, not just your team leader.
Yeah, probably. I mean, unless you're friends, although I don't really see myself getting a guy at work generally a birthday card with, unless it was everybody.
Right.
But it stranger things have happened. It's definitely possible to be close with a male coworker, but
I mean, Mike's never gotten a
no.
birthday card.
I mean, if my husband brings home a birthday card from just some girl from work, I'm probably not going to be thrilled either.
I mean, I live in the same town that he works in, so I will do some investigating there and make that stop. In a way that I don't end up as an episode.
I mean, if you got cement left over from a project.
I
Just
mean,
kidding, guys. Just kidding.
oh God, we better stop. Remember the last time you said something you shouldn't have?
I know, yeah. Don't go out and kill anybody this week, okay?
No.
Please.
I'll try not to. Oh God. When investigators asked about the tonneau cover, he said that he only left it on the truck for about a week. Big surprise there. Police took the tonneau cover in for forensic testing. And it came back that there was a trace amount of blood on the cover. The amount that would be like if you smack a mosquito on your arm, the blood that you would see, that's the
Oh.
amount of blood that they found on this tonneau cover.
So it's like nothing really.
Yeah. They also found a
Okay.
hair that resembled an animal hair. So the police sent it off to some fancy smancy lab that apparently tests DNA in cats.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that existed for adult people like us, kind of forensic stuff, but I mean,
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I got my DNA for my dog done, like a 23andMe type deal where they tell me exactly what she was. So I guess it makes sense that for forensics they would use it too, but still odd
right.
to hear about.
They were testing to see if it was a match to Patty's cat, and it was.
But we already
Unfortunately,
know she hid under that cover, remember?
I know.
Although I guess if he's denying having a relationship with her, then that
Right.
doesn't make sense. Huh.
Unfortunately, the technology in 2001 was not that great, so they decided to wait until technology advanced to test the blood. In that time, if they had tested the entire sample, they would not have been able to use it again at all.
Oh, yeah, because it's only a tiny bit of it.
Right. So the answers to Patty's disappearance are clearly in front of all of our eyes, but without sufficient forensic evidence, there isn't enough to take Brian to trial. Just like all the obvious signs that he killed her
Please tell
isn't.
me that he's in jail now. Wait a minute. This is
They
not that end of the
haven't.
story, is it?
They have not retested her blood.
It's
Retested.
2020. It's time. No, this is
I
unacceptable.
know.
I thought there was going to be more to the story, and now I'm pissed.
Nope.
So she's still missing?
Yep.
And
They've never
nobody.
found her body.
And this motherfucker is still happily married, probably, and whatever? Uh-uh.
I'm. Yeah.
What's his last name?
Brian Flowers.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you saying that. I'm gonna have to go down a giant ass rabbit hole tonight and start some trouble is what I'm gonna have to do. What the
I
hell? This
actually
is
thought about
unacceptable.
calling the Marysville police station to see if they have like a timeline on testing the blood. But I don't know if they'll tell me that.
Probably not. So half the time they won't even tell you if they have any like evidence like that to begin with. I'm surprised that they even released that it's there. What the hell? What was her sister's name?
Marsha Potts.
Marsha Potts. I gotta write that down. Because I bet you she's got a Twitter account dedicated to her sister's memory and fighting or
I
getting justice
messaged
for her
her
killer.
on
Oh.
Facebook, but she never messaged me back.
Huh. Fuck this guy. No way. Somebody needs to do something here. I'm mad. This is not a happy ending, guys. Not that it was gonna be a happy ending, but this
I
is
was
not
gonna say, did you think I was
a
giving you a happy
justified
ending?
ending. Get the no, now I'm pissed.
Maybe
Oh
you should call
no.
the police station tomorrow.
Maybe I should. Fuck that. I just might. Okay, I'm making
Because
notes here, guys.
touch DNA is a thing, so I don't know why they haven't like tried to analyze that blood for the touch DNA. I don't know how that works on if they would use like the entire sample for that, or did they just scan it, or what?
Unfortunately, I don't know enough about the forensics. I feel like I should take a class. Maybe I should go to school for something like that. Huh. I don't know, but I'm mad now. Now you got me all riled up. It's gonna be a long night now.
Okay, so touch DNA, also known as trace DNA, is a forensic method for analyzing DNA left at the scene of a crime. It is called touch DNA because it only requires very small samples. For example, from the skin cells left on an object after it's been touched or casually handled, or from footprints.
Okay. But did they have touch DNA at this scene
I
from her?
don't know.
And did oh wait, did the cat match?
Yes.
Okay. So it was definitely a hair from her cat in the or on the tunnel cover or whatever.
Right.
Huh. What about in the bed of the truck? Was there like did they do I wonder if they did luminol testing or whatever.
I'm pretty sure they did, but they didn't find anything on the truck. I'm sure he took it through like a car wash and like put bleach down and stuff.
I wonder, okay, so the cement, I wonder how far down they dug. Like, I wonder, like, this motherfucker is off work for a while. He got time on his hands, I wonder. I don't know. I'm just, ooh, I don't like this case at all. I feel like I have actually heard this one before.
Crime Junkies did it.
Oh, maybe that's where. Oh, and actually, really quickly, sidebar, my favorite podcast, Morbid. I was so worried about them because they were off the air for a while. And they had posted like a couple weeks ago. One of them has two twins, obviously two twins,
Elena.
they're twins. Yes. And then she's got another little one. And they just had said one of the kids is really sick. And so we won't be doing anything this week, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, get it. We were off for a week too. But then they just never posted anything for a while. I was so flippin' worried. I'm so glad they're back and that her daughter is still in the hospital, but like doing better. So shout out to our friends over there. Like I was super worried about them. I'm just so glad to hear that her daughter is on the mend and like gonna be okay now. So
Yeah, she
ooh,
was seriously
scary.
sick.
Yeah. I mean, this whole year. The flu and just viruses have been kicking everyone's ass this year. I feel like worse than I've probably ever heard of before. Like, as far as like being almost lethal, because we have Steph and I have a friend who, her niece a few days ago, right? A few days ago now, I'm like, I have no concept of time. Had influenza B and it made her fever spike. She's only her niece is only a 1 year old, and it made her fever spike pretty rapidly, caused a seizure, and she stopped breathing. And luckily, she has her dad is a police officer and was able to do CPR on her until on this 1 year old baby until the ambulance was able to come and she's doing okay now. But it's like, I feel like I've heard so many of these stories lately, and it's a little terrifying, quite frankly. So,
So when Bubba, before he was released from the NICU, we had to do a NICU parenting class where I had to learn and pass an infant CPR class, and I don't know that I could do it for him.
the truth is like, so when I was teaching, I had to take like Heimlich and CPR. Basically all what's a something certification I can't think right now, which is it's all changed now anyways, but we had to take certain classes, but the difference of doing it in a class on a dummy and actually doing it on like a 1 year old in a high stress emergency situation is a totally different ball game. Like thank God her dad was able to do that. I feel like a lot of people would have just freaked out and not been able to adequately do it.
Yeah,
So,
I don't know that I would be able to.
I mean, you don't really have a choice in the moment, but also, like, holy panic on a 1 year old. No, oh, I wouldn't even, I cannot even imagine. And I'm just glad that, like, at least in that case, because there was another one, want to say he was 4 or 5. And his fever spiked. I guess he had seizures in the past, though, too. And he had a seizure and passed away from it from influenza B, also. And I feel like, and it's important to mention, actually, the 1 year old we're talking about, she had her flu shot. So that wouldn't, I mean, it didn't, obviously didn't save her from it. So
Right.
I don't know. It's a little scary, but hopefully it actually warms up sometime this decade so that.
Yeah,
Maybe everybody will get healthy again. I don't know. Although they're
That's
saying
thinking.
now with the stupid coronavirus that it could stick around past the season. So let's hope that's false.
Yeah, I'm really fucking over being sick, dude.
I'm over being cold. I'm over everybody being sick. I have, like, my voice came back and I was never even really sick, but I was like, I all of a sudden had a cough after my voice started to come back. And still now, every once in a while, if I like breathe in too deeply, I'll all of a sudden have like a coughing fit. And I've actually muted my mic multiple times during this podcast so that I could cough my brains out. But it's like, I don't even know why, like, why I'm coughing, what's wrong. I don't smoke. I don't know what's wrong with me. So, but I'm over this winter, guys. I am ready for sunshine. It warmed up here. It was like, I don't even know, negative degrees last week and this Friday. But today it warmed up to like 40 degrees and the sun was out. I'm like, guys, I like it. I need this in my life right now.
Yeah,
So.
I think it was like 30 here today and it was pretty warm out. I made my grill hamburgers.
Nice. Oh, I cannot wait for summer. I just seriously need. Oh, I need that in my life. Summer is that's where I thrive, guys. I'm super like winter blues. So, yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for grilling and the pool and sun. Oh man. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm a different person in the
Oh my God.
summer. So, yeah. Anyways. All right. So, if you are still listening, we seriously appreciate the shit out of all of you. Like every time I check lately, I can't believe how many people and more people seem to be coming and listening to us. It makes my heart happy. So thank you for all of you. And if you could possibly leave us a review, whether you listen on Apple or iTunes, right? It's iTunes for Apple.
No, Apple
Please,
Podcast.
please. Yes, please, please, please leave us a review, even if it's just starring or whatever. If you are on Podchaser or if you're not, check it out. We're on there as well. You can leave reviews on there. It's one of the only other platforms I know that you can actually leave a review. But the more you guys do things like that, the more people will see us and the more followers and listeners we will get. As usual, if you have any stories you want us to cover, whether it be missing persons or hometowns, or even a personal story that you just want us to read on a minisode, which I feel like we should do in the near future. We haven't done a minisode lately.
Yeah.
But I would love to do one where we read your stories. So please, 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 anything could be a crazy crime, it could be an unsolved murder, a missing person, whatever it is. A hometown or personal or whatever. Email that to us at True Crime Project Pod. That's True Crime Project POD at gmail.com. Go over and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And I think that's it. Have a wonderful week, guys.
Yes, we will see you next week.
Bye bye.